This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is now facing 37 felony counts in violation of the Espionage Act, which, if convicted, could result in him spending the rest of his life in prison. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
A 49-page federal criminal indictment unsealed Friday charges former President Donald Trump with serious crimes. Trump faces, among other charges, 31 counts of violating the Espionage Act for keeping classified documents, including those related to nuclear weapons and military attack plans. The indictment, which includes photographs, says Donald Trump stored highly secret documents, which he took from the White House to his Florida resort when he left office, and stored them in such places as a bathroom and a shower, his bedroom, and the gilded ballroom of the Mar-a-Lago property. Trump is also charged with trying to obstruct the federal investigation into his retention of the files. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Initial legal analysis of the indictment of the charges against Trump by at least one legal expert indicates the U.S. Justice Department has built a strong case. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Temple University law professor Craig Green told the Reuters news agency after reading through the indictment, his biggest surprise is how much Trump appears to help prosecutors make their case.
The closer and more attentive Trump has been to the location of the boxes, the harder it is for him to say, oh, it was just a mistake. It seems very clear that if he was personally involved, that he had a lot to say about where the boxes were, and that actually there's a lot of suggestion that he knew quite well that there were national defense documents and information inside.
Green was quick to add that in politically charged cases like this one, it only takes one juror or one judge to weaken a strong case.
VOA's Jeff Custer, this is VOA News. The White House says it has intelligence indicating that Iran is providing Russia with materials to build a drone manufacturing plant east of Moscow, as the Kremlin looks to lock in a steady supply of weaponry for its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The new U.S. intelligence was unveiled by the White House on Friday. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says U.S. intelligence officials believe a plant in Russia's special economic zone could be operational early next year. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Ukrainian troops have started their long-expected counteroffensive. His comments Friday that Kyiv's forces suffered significant losses came just hours after a string of drone attacks inside Russian territory. Such strikes have been exposing vulnerabilities in Russia's air defenses. Kyiv has played down talk of a counteroffensive, reasoning that the less said about its military moves, the better. But a frontline push by Ukrainian forces appears to be the early stages of a counteroffensive. A thick haze covers cities in northeastern U.S. Smoke from wildfires in Canada. Residents of the U.S. East Coast are unaccustomed to such pollution because westerly winds typically blow the contaminants over the Atlantic Ocean. VOA's Carolyn Persuti explains what's different and describes the strange look of the New York skyline.
Stefan Stallworth is working all day in the New York City haze.
Just put a mask on and keep moving. That's what I gotta do.
The air makes you want to blink to focus or to wipe your glasses for a clearer view. It smells like a crackling campfire.
To me, it smells like toasted marshmallows, like when you burn them.
The polluted air from wildfires in Canada is wafting south into the United States, stinging eyes, bringing headaches, coughs, and other health hazards.
Four indigenous children who survived a plane crash 40 days ago have been found in Colombia's Amazon.
The single-engine Cessna went down on May 1st with six passengers aboard after the pilot reported engine failure. A search team found the plane in a thick patch of rainforest 2 weeks later and recovered the bodies of three adults. But the children, siblings ages 13, 9, 4, and 11 months, were nowhere to be found. President Gustavo Petro says the searchers finally located them Friday alone in the forest, calling them a remarkable example of survival taken care of by the forest. The military tweeted pictures showing the soldiers and indigenous volunteers who made up the search team with
AP's Ben Thomas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA